You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Morena, Jim, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's going on in the world of plants? What have you been enjoying recently?
I've been enjoying, to be honest, watching the garden in my patio get really, really dry and really, really stressed out and needing water, and in the night times giving it a big drink, and in the morning seeing how non-stressed out it is and loving life.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that's a good thing for people to kind of realize. It's like when plants wilt and look like shit, they need water, but think about when is the right time to water them. So if it's, you've woken up and it's Saturday morning or midday or 1 p.m. or whatever, and you're like, I should go give those plants a bit of a water, maybe just hold off and do it that evening or
stick a reminder in your phone earlier.
yeah, this is a good thing to do. I don't know, everyone's a morning bird or early worm or whatever, but it's nice to do.
Absolutely. Very nice thing to do. I know you've also been eating some good flowers recently. What's that about?
Yeah, so I thought I'd talk about kind of five flowers that are good to grow and you probably have near you, but that are also edible and fun for decorations and for just for eating. But I kind of chose the selection based on ones that are incredibly easy to identify because the world of plants is a toxic, poisonous,
yes,
whatever word.
There's so many mix-ups out there, please.
Yeah, and things like things like Queen Anne's maybe edible, but Hemlock looks so similar that I wouldn't go it.
No.
So, the first, and this is probably the most common, people might already know this, but borage, you probably have it in your garden. It comes in a lot of the pollinator seed packets. It gets quite tall and gets kind of a little bit prickly, but the bees absolutely love it. And those purple flowers are incredible in a gin and tonic or a vodka soda or anything like that.
Yum.
They have this really cucumbery taste.
They're
quite strong, but not overpowering. And just one or two of those, or three, or however many you want, in your little drink or on a cake or on a, just look, salad is just a way to make it feel really okay.
They're so cute as well.
Flash.
Yeah, adorable. And, good to grow. You should grow them. I feel like they get a bit ratty after a while, so don't be afraid of just ripping them out and putting some more in, because they'll grow really quick.
Nice.
Second is violets, or violas. There's 100 different varieties. They're all edible.
True.
Some are better than others, and just eat the flowers, not the
green bits.
Obviously not the seeds, but I'm fairly sure the green bits are edible as well, but don't quote me on that. But definitely flowers are totally sweet.
Flowers generally tend to taste a bit nicer anyway.
Yeah, totally. And they're, I guess another kind of tidbit about this is, if it's in your own garden, you probably know, if you have a dog, if it's going to piss on it, or if you have a landlord who's going to be spraying glyphosate on things.
Good point.
So, it's kind of good to think of anything that's maybe lower to the ground, especially in a public place, might not be the best to
that is a hot
put in your mouth. Just kind of keep that in mind. But if in your own garden, I'm in my courtyard right now and it's covered in dandelions, and those are great, but I feel like I've talked about them before.
Yeah,
so
you can eat that. That's good. You can put it in a tea. You can do all sorts of stuff. And you know exactly what's been on your patio, Jim. So you can trust those dandelions.
I sure can. The, another one I wanted to talk about was, they used to be called carnations, but I guess it's kind of commonly changed to dianthus now. They're a nice little, often, pretty much exclusively pink and reddy tones. They're an annual, so you get them in seed packets or wildflower things, and they're really fun to grow, but those flowers are beautiful, and if you're making a carrot cake or any kind of sweet things, putting those on top just really makes it just look so much fancier, and they have a really kind of cinnamony kind of tone to them as well.
Ooh.
Kind of clovey cinnamon, so that's well worth a munch.
Lovely.
Number four is clover, both red and white. Any parts above the ground are edible. This is something I haven't actually tried myself. I don't have any growing at my house, but by all accounts, they're fine.
I like how these are often, you know, often when a flower's in a salad or in a drink or in something like that, it is for its decorative purposes more than its flavour purposes. It's nice to know that there are some that really, like borage, as you said, has a lovely flavour and stuff. But, you know, it's also good to like the look of what you're going to eat as well.
Well, that's the first thing you taste with your eyes first, right? Like,
yeah.
The whole, you know, why food at a restaurant, you know, looks better and tastes better.
No one likes a beige meal.
Yeah. Exactly. The last one, and maybe most surprising to listeners, or not, I don't know, is roses. So,
of course.
All rose petals are edible, every single type of them.
Whoa.
And
I did not know that. I knew some were, didn't know they all were.
Yeah, they all are. So they, obviously you don't want to go through, like, I don't know, Parnell Rose Gardens and make a rose salad or anything. I'm fairly sure those, like, old-style rose gardeners just pump it full of chemicals, like a chemical factory, the rose industry. And I guess horticulture in general is moving away from that. A lot of the kind of like plant strains they're bringing out now are going to more kind of old-fashioned roses that have that lovely scent. They're not being bred for these big blooms, but they, you know, they're kind of more disease-resistant. You don't have to completely spray them 100% of the time. And also maybe that's a generational thing.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like
think
the Yates Garden Guide, like a chemical catalogue. So it's it's kind of we're kind of moving past that.
Yes.
But yeah, all the rose petals are edible. Some are tastier than others. If they smell yummier, the chances are they're going to be yummier.
Good rule of thumb. Rule of nose.
Their hips as well. The rose hips. So after they flower and bud and create these hips, those are edible too.
Oh, really?
Incredibly packed full of vitamin C. They've got eight oranges worth of vitamin C in one rose hip.
Wow. Okay.
And vitamin A, it's a vitamin that I'm not super familiar with at all, but apparently they have 21 oranges worth of vitamin A. So
that's a good vitamin.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good for you. Wait, hold on.
Come on,
I'm pretty sure
tell
it's
us
about,
what's up.
Like, skin stuff.
Skin stuff.
I think.
Oh, yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, well, that's why rosehip oil, I guess, is people use that, right? Like,
of course.
I don't know what the safe level of these kind of things are, so, you know, before you munch a whole bowl of rosehip, just kind of check out. You don't want to OD on A or anything.
Acne medication Accutane is vitamin A-based. So,
true.
Like, if you're taking Accutane, maybe don't eat
or the rose hip.
Yeah,
rose
true. Hip. Yeah, you might have a...
That's just
a
me vibing, by the way.
It's literally three people here with no skills in this area going, vibes, vibes, vibes. So maybe do your own research on that, but you can eat it.
Big purpose for this whole segment is do your own research. And just don't go munching it being like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is that. Because there's like... People think about like the mushroom world and how like poisonous those things are. But plants are... I think there's more poisonous plants than there are poisonous mushrooms. So,
and
common things as well. That's another segment I want to do. Like common plants can and will kill you.
Okay, well that's next. That's next week, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll start with the lovely edible kai today.
Exactly.
Fab, Jim. Thank you. We'll put a little list of these flowers in the podcast after the show. Maybe even post a few photos of them too, because they're so pretty, and it's nice to know what you're looking for. But thanks for your lovely kai and gardening chat today. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.